What do you take with you when you travel? Most of us would embark on a long list of objects that begins with a toothbrush and ends with excess baggage. But for most of human history, there was only one thing that you really needed in order to travel. A stone hand axe.
Pretty sharp around the edges, isn't it? I think whoever made this did it very beautifully and carefully.
It looks pretty straightforward, but in fact, it's extremely tricky to make. And for over a million years, it was literally the cutting edge of technology.
Once they've been invented, if you want to use that word, they just never change the design. And I think that is the ultimate compliment to the design of a superb tool.
It accompanied our ancestors through half of their history, and it was the main reason that they spread first across Africa and then across the world.
Stone hand axe, made 1.2 million years ago, found in Olduvai Gorge, Tanzania, East Africa.
For a million years, the sound of making hand axes provided the percussion of everyday life. Anyone choosing 100 objects to tell a history of the world has to include a hand axe. All of this week, I'm looking at objects from the very earliest moments of human history. Every object I've chosen is a document of the world in which it was made, but also marks a critical stage in the process by which we became fully human. And what I think makes this stone axe so interesting is how much it tells us not just about the hand, but about the mind that made it. I'm holding the hand axe now. It doesn't, of course, look any like a modern axe. There's no handle and there's no metal blade. It's, in fact, a piece of grey-green volcanic rock, a very beautiful grey-green, and it's in the shape of a teardrop. And it's a lot more versatile than a modern straight axe would be.